Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam, what did you do?
Cam and I brought back a guest from Alaska, just like we planned.
This was not the plan.
I improvised. That's what good leaders do.
You kidnapped Cyrus. He has nothing to do with this.
We had Dr. Whittier, but Adam...
Adam made a judgment call.
That's one way of putting it.
When Big Bro walked in, I saw an opportunity to advance our goal.
I don't understand how Cyrus is part of our goal.
What do you want from him?
The same thing we wanted from Dr. Whittier. We want him to build us a robot army.
Adam, Cyrus does not know how to build more of us.
I watched him win a robot building contest in Anchorage.
Yes, but Hermione used Hubby's brain, and she's a long way from what we are.
It does seem like a stretch, Adam.
You're selling him short. The kid's a genius, right?
What about Dr. Whittier?
Yeah, Adam. What about Dr. Whittier?
Cyrus is our guy.
What makes you think he can help?
You.
Me?
You told us you found out who you were, what you are, because Cyrus found...
The blueprints.
The blueprints. He's the only one other than Dr. Whittier who's seen how we're put together. And I have faith that it's still in that mega brain of his.
We didn't drag his butt all the way from Alaska for nothing.
Is he okay?
100%. We helped him sleep for the journey, but he'll wake up in a few hours.
You should have asked me.
You weren't around. Too busy hugging it out with your mommy, I guess.
Watch yourself.
Look, we've got a smart kid who has blueprints. Somewhere. We've got a bot who can learn anything.
And I'll get you both anything you need to get started.
And then what?
And then we don't have to fight about who gets to be the leader of the four. Because we won't be the four anymore. We'll be the 400, the 4,000, the 4,000,000.
No pulse. Where is that ambulance?
Mommy?
Birdie! Oh, Birdie, you're okay.
Dr. Whittier?
Don't look, Birdie.
But I saw it. Adam picked him up with one hand, like he was a doll, and threw him right through the wall. Is he?
Yes, Birdie. He's gone.
Then Adam?
He's even more dangerous than we thought. Where's Cyrus?
They took him.
Cam and Adam?
They grabbed him, and I couldn't stop them, and they told me to stay put or they'd take me too, so I did. And now he's gone.
Oh, Birdie. We'll find him, okay? Was Holiday with them?
No! She'd never hurt Cyrus.
No, of course not, honey. Of course not.
I thought we were taking Dr. Whittier to stop him from building an army of me.
Stop him from building an army for Whittier Corp.
If it's wrong for them, it's wrong for us. We don't need an army.
Maybe army is the wrong word. Think of it as expanding our family.
He's trying to protect us, H.
From what, Cam? What's he planning to do with all these bots? He's as bad as Angelica.
If I had feelings, you'd be hurting them right now.
Don't you guys know right from wrong? Badger?
I'm with you, Holiday. This doesn't feel right.
It's like Doc Whittier built us to be as close to human as possible and left out the most important part of being human.
Good.
The ability to care about other people.
You know what, Holiday? I care. I care about what happens to us, which is more than I can say about anyone else in this world.
You can say you have no feelings, Adam, but I know you feel hurt and betrayed by people.
We're better than them in every way.
He's right about that, yo.
If we can't be who we were meant to be, what's the point of our existence? What do you think Old Man Whittier was trying to do when he made us?
Not this. If you let me be the leader, I will protect you. But not by hurting others. By making us more...
human?
Call it whatever you want.
Why don't we vote?
Fine. Vote for me and we get Cyrus to begin work on building our world. Look at what we created, just the four of us. Think about how much more we would do with...
an army?
I was going to say a community. All in favor?
Aye.
Badger?
Nay.
Nay.
Oops. Look like we've got a stalemate. I stay in power.
Cyrus will never help you.
I have a feeling he will. And you're going to help me convince him. See you, Badger. See you, Holiday.
Sleep tight.
Now what, Holiday?
I don't know. But I do know we need to get Cyrus back to Juno as fast as we can. The Anders are probably so scared.
Monica? Monica!
Jane!
Daddy!
Birdie, oh, thank goodness you're okay.
Okay, might be pushing it, but yeah.
What happened?
The Four came to kidnap Dr. Whittier.
The Four?
James, they took Cyrus.
What? Took him where?
We don't know.
If it was the Four, I mean, was Holiday there too?
Yes. James, I tried. I tried to talk some sense into her, make her understand she's still our daughter, but she wouldn't stay. We don't think she left with Cam and Adam. She never would have let them take Cyrus or do what they did to Dr. Whittier.
What they did?
Adam, he...
he's like super strong, Dad. Scary strong.
Then Dr. Whittier's...
dead? Yep. For realsies this time.
Not to make this about us, but... what does this mean? What about our deal with Angelica? Is our family safe?
Cyrus is missing. Adam is a monster. How are we safe?
You're right. We need to get back to the house. Come up with a plan for finding Cyrus and Holiday.
Where's Brinley?
I sent her outside to call 911.
The cops and paramedics have been here for a while, right?
So she must have called them, but she never came back.
Where could she have gone?
Welcome aboard Flight 1311, nonstop from Juneau to New Orleans. Please stow away your carry-on luggage and take your seats, thank you.
Hi there, young lady. I'm Allison, one of the flight attendants, and I've been told you're an unaccompanied minor, so if you need anything, just please ask, okay?
I'm cool. Probably just gonna crash. Oops. Is it bad luck to say the C word on a plane? Sleep. I'm going to sleep. Lucky me, I had the whole row to myself.
Actually, looks like you'll have some company in this row. A ticket was just purchased.
Casey?
Brinley?
OMG, Casey Dupree? This is so crazy. We're in the same science class and now we're sitting next to each other on a plane? Why are you going to New Orleans?
Oh, how cute. Well, I'll leave you two to catch up.
Brinley, what are you doing here?
Hiya! Want some gum for the ear popping?
What are you doing here?
Asked you first.
The bots took Cyrus to the island.
Good luck finding it.
I already know where it is. I've been there. I'm literally the only one who can save Cyrus. So again, what are you doing here?
Funny you should ask. I figured you were going to rescue Cyrus. And now, I'm going to help you.
Brinley.
Let's go save this dude.
Everyone, this is Amy Hutchins. I play Monica on 6 Minutes. For more adventures, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.